is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Watching the American economy from the point of view of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, joined by Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, now a novelist. And Jim, these last days, has been back in his little red roadster Tesla that he got from Hertz when Hertz reversed course and decided that a Tesla was too complicated for its customers, so therefore moved them off. Now, Tesla's reported results to Wall Street. Nobody was happy with the results. However, Elon Musk came out and made a sales pitch. I'm going to make cheaper cars. We're going to sell more of them. I welcome Jim to comment on his Tesla. Last time we talked about it, Jim, you were happy to get back to it after your 1,300-mile road trip in an SUV made by the Japanese. The Roadster is treating you very well, so we want to do costs here. How much cheaper? I believe that Roadster new, when Hertz bought it, was somewhere around $40,000.
Right.
You got a very good deal because Hertz was moving them out.
Yeah, Hertz was holding a fire sale. So I got a 2022. It was 2 years old. It had 55,000 miles on it, which is nothing on an electric engine. And I got it for $21,400. So not perfect condition. I mean, it's a rental car, so it had some little dinks that you don't notice. And I get a $4,000 tax credit from Joe Biden for being a tree hugger and buying the car. So my cost is actually $17,400.
And if Musk can make a $17,400 little red roadster, do you think it would be successful? Do you imagine that America would buy that?
I do. You know, I use the car as a runaround here in Lancaster County, where the driving is heavenly compared to my old one inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. So I drive 5 or 10 miles a day to run errands because everything is so proximate here. If I were living in Washington, D.C., where I had to drive sometimes to go to the local doctor, it was like 10, 15 miles, an electric car makes perfect sense. Right. And I just use a regular plug to charge it at home. So my costs are minimal. I figure I'm maybe spending $7 or $8 a week to fuel this thing.
And you didn't mention the part where you come to a moment where you can accelerate. That's the part that Jim likes. Now,
if I had false teeth, I'd swallow them every time because of the G-force.
And it handles like a sports car. It is a sports car. Now, the question is, does America go for this? Because the electricity grid is said to not be built up enough to establish it, to handle all the people that Musk would like to buy Teslas. So it's an ambition. It's not happening yet. The Wall Street investors bought it because they rallied the stock after they'd sold it off. We don't know. There is, however, a report that there is a Chinese battery-making company that Musk buys from now for his China factory that demonstrated at a recent show a 600-mile battery. How would that suit you, Jim?
I would get rid of my gasoline engines. I mean, my Mazda on a full tank will go 500 miles and some change, which is pretty nice. An electric car that goes 600 miles, I'd jump on it because when you use a supercharger, it takes about 40 minutes to charge it up. I'm 75. Like when I drive, I like to stop frequently. I like to stretch my legs. And so there's a perfect excuse. I'm assuming that we will have the kind of rest stops that the Italians have on their Autostrada, where you want to stop because the food is so good. We don't have that yet, but maybe I'm being idealistic. But yeah, 600 miles on an electric car, the gas engine would really be challenged.
It's an aspiration. It's maybe a concept model, but it does tell us that batteries are moving. They're not stuck where they are right now. and they're quite acceptable. All right, enough of international politics. Let's go to shopping. You've been in several establishments this last week. Let's start with the car wash. What did you see?
Yeah, I went to, you know, Mr. Car Wash is a national chain, and I went today on a Friday. We have no rain predicted for the next 9 days. People in Lancaster County are kind of nutty about keeping their cars clean, and there was moderate traffic. It wasn't as crowded as I've encountered on other days, but they were moving steadily. Maybe, you know, I went through, there were 8 cars going through at one time, and I'd say about half of them were going to the most expensive car wash, which is like over $30. They clean your exterior and interior. I was the $10 guy. I just had to spray the outside. So again, it tells me the economy is not falling off a cliff. It's not going gangbusters, but it's doing okay.
And where were you shopping?
Well, then I drove to Chick-fil-A to check it out at lunchtime. And it was moderate. It wasn't as crowded as it usually gets. So that tells me, you know, they're not losing their shirts, but the general public is not spending as freely, you know, on lunches, even at a fast food restaurant. And then I went off to Costco, the greatest Costco in the United States, where the Amish come in their horse and buggies. They were there today. And yeah, I talked to the people going in, and they said, traffic is moderate. It's been moderate. I surveyed baskets. People have 2, 3, or 4 items, which is really unusual for Costco. And it just tells me, again, they're being very, very careful about their purchases. They don't have as much discretionary money as they had in the past. This kind of jives with a study I saw at the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank that said a lot of people who make $50,000 and less are pulling in their spending because they've been hit with the surprise bills, like, you know, their landlord suddenly raises the rent. So they got to have to cut costs so they don't end up on the street, or their car breaks down, you know, things like that. People's savings accumulated during COVID are running down. And so they just don't have the luxury of buying anything they want anymore.
So it's time for crystal ball time from the Washington editor, Barron's longtime Washington editor. Right now, the market's going sideways. You mentioned that we're looking at the government eventually stopping spending. When are they going to stop, Jim? And what happens then? We have about 30 seconds.
Okay, the stimulus at the state and local level, that money evaporates next year by the third quarter. Some states are already in fiscal trouble. So what happens, a lot of states and localities are going to raise taxes. That's recessionary. It's more money out of the consumer's pocket. So I think that a recession is a sure thing in 2025 as the stimulus evaporates.
Jim McTague, he is the novelist in Lancaster County, watching very carefully how the shopping is doing. And I don't have a gloomy conclusion right now. I'm John Batchelor.